Wake up, Western Wyoming. This is the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.
Currently 8:34 here as part of the Weekday Wake Up on a Thursday, and we have a special guest in studio today, and we're going to be talking about some things that she's doing. Megan Osmond in studio today, and she's going to be talking about an app that she and her husband Travis developed that can be used by schools. It's a social media style app that promotes positive interactions among students. And Megan, thanks for being in studio. I got you on the mic there.
Yes. Thanks, Dal, for inviting me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. And one thing I wanted to mention is you've already presented this to LCSD number 2. Kind of talk to us about that, and then we'll kind of back up and kind of get an idea of how this all started.
Okay. So I was able to get in and talk to the administration here at LCSD 2. They were so kind as to allow me to beta test my app in the local schools here, and we saw some really positive results. And so I was just there to report exactly what those results were.
And this is about positive interactions between students.
Yes. Now,
obviously, middle school, high school,
yes,
it can be honestly a nightmare, depending on how that works out for most people. But even in its best, there's going to be challenges when it comes to interaction among your classmates, things like that. Tell me how you guys decided to maybe work on this, and what you feel like it can do to help maybe that particular subject.
Okay, Dal, this was an exciting adventure for me. So I worked in LCSD 2 for the last 10 years. Basically, since we moved here, we've been here 12 years, and I've worked there for 10 years. What I noticed over that 10-year span is that our kids struggle, especially in secondary schools. And so there's subtly a culture shift, and a lot of that has to do with the change in communication style. So our social media platforms have subtly changed a culture, and our educators are really struggling trying to teach content in our schools when we are dealing with so many negative behavior issues that are going on. I have been privy to many sexual harassment and other bullying type behaviors, and it's happening to our kids in our school. Last year, I decided to resign my position at LCSD number 2, and I went home and told Travis, I don't know if I can actually do anything about this, but I feel like I should try. So I actually used my culminating project of my master's degree. I wrote a thesis. I did all of the extensive research to write a thesis and designed this app to try to help. And the exciting thing is, I had no idea where this was going to take me. And a little shout out to Travis for being the financial support and holding down a couple of jobs.
Don't give him too much credit, though. Not too much.
We should all thank Travis for that, because he made it possible for me to stay home and really dive into this. But the exciting thing is I set out to help our local schools, and what's happened since then has exploded beyond my wildest dreams. And that is, we have talked to the Department of Education in Wyoming. They are putting us as a link to their Project AWARE. Project AWARE AWARE stands for Advancing Wellness and Resiliency in Education. And that Project AWARE is already in 13 districts in the state of Wyoming, and they are implementing this app as a way to change that culture. The app is actually designed to change culture of kindness. It's basically to increase a culture of kindness in our secondary schools by changing the focus of what students focus on. And so, like I said, the beta testing actually worked out really well. And so then, not only Project AWARE, but I partnered with a company out of Utah called Stand For Kind, the number 4. And they've been doing this for 15 years, and my app ended up being the perfect additional resource to their entire umbrella of support structure that their company actually goes into school, diagnoses the problem, and then brings in the resources to help. So from there, that Stand For Kind was given a grant last year from the federal government to come in and actually pull the data from the schools that these intervention programs were in. And the data was so positive that the director, Pam Hayes, has actually been asked on to go back to Washington, D.C. and present on a panel for the entire nation of how to prevent school shootings.
Wow.
So we are using our intervention processes to actually prevent school shootings on a nationwide level. So she'll be speaking in Washington, D.C. on a panel on August 7th. It's really exciting stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Speaking with Megan Osman, and Megan, one of these, obviously you talk about the culture of it. I mean, when you talk about a middle school student, for example, they're anywhere from 13, 14 years old. I mean, Twitter just changed their handle for the first time in 15 years. That's their entire lifetime.
Yeah.
They've used an app like that. They've been using Instagram. They've been using Snapchat, all these popular things, TikTok. What has been your interaction in the beta test with students as for your app, and what have they liked about it?
Well, I designed my app differently than social media. I don't even like to call it a social media. It's basically a private social network app. It's actually a closed circuit app, meaning the students that use the app, say at Star Valley High School, are only going to see the feed from Star Valley High School.
Okay.
And this is the design that makes it so different from any other social media platform, and that is students actually find Act of Kindness and they post it. And they post it on the app, but the student that posts it is anonymous. You don't see that who posted it. You don't even see who it's posted about. You only see the Act of Kindness.
You just see that it happened.
You see exactly what happened, and then there's a time for so you can see what happened in the school that day, 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, a week ago, a month ago, and it's just a constant feed. So students have a place to go and flip through this feed that says, wow, these are all of the great things that are happening that kids are doing and other kids are noticing and posting in my school today. But then it actually has some, so you can press on the Act of Kindness and you can give a heart or a like, and it actually notifies the student who performed that Act of Kindness, even though you don't know who that is. So you're sending out, thanks, I noticed that you did this, without even knowing the person. So it's a very designed, not egocentric, but rather altruistic.
Okay.
So that's the way it's designed, with that anonymity. Now, administrators, like school administrators, have a back end, so they're the ones that can actually see who is performing those acts of kindness, and they can then set up a reward structure if they so choose. The app, when I beta tested it, was without a reward structure. The students did it just on their own, and it worked just fine, but it will be enhanced if schools get behind it and create a reward structure. So an administrator could then pull the data and say, you know, Dal, we just noticed you did 20 acts of kindness in the last 30 days. Here's a gift card to Maverick, you know, a gas card. Thanks for being a service leader in our school.
You know, what's kind of neat about this, Megan, we're speaking with Megan Osmond, and what's neat about this is you look at kind of how some other apps may have started. They do have a lot of power, but it kind of runs away. And again, I use Twitter, so I'm going to continue to use that for an example. It's got a power to it because you can reach a huge number of people just with this one thing. Well, with this, you're able to harness that a little bit, but get rid of some of the talk, because it's so toxic now.
It's very toxic. And what's happening in our culture, just across the board, even nationwide, is that that being able to reach huge crowds and having no accountability is the problem. It subtly erodes empathy. And so I'm trying to use this app. This is my way of fighting back. This is a way to use this app to teach kids that there's a way to use technology in a very positive way without any ability to have the negative creep in.
Well, it sounds fantastic. In fact, I would use it as an adult.
It actually is designed for schools, but I think it has functions inside any organization.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, any organization. If you want to build morale, this is the way to do it. And it's quietly rewarding those people, because when you blast rewards for kindness, you're kind of undermining the actual altruistic nature of kindness.
Like you said, you're saying, ooh, look at this. But yes. You're saying, instead of that, you're saying, look at the fact that there was kindness done on this particular day.
And the research, Dal, the thing that I really keyed in on the research is actually noticing acts of kindness has the same positive influence as performing an act of kindness. Mm. The research shows that there's no difference. So you can actually lift just by recognition, by recognizing somebody was kind.
So, Megan, what's the next step? What's the future of this? It's obviously getting some steam and picking up some momentum. What's next?
Well, it's really exciting. I'm working with our local schools, and they're working to see if we can implement this into their curriculum. But I will be working with Dustin Brown from Project Aware at the state level. He's already in 13 districts in the state of Wyoming. So we are going to implement in those 13 districts. And then it depends on what happens in Washington, D.C. on August 7th. If we get a national endorsement, this may move very quickly, even nationwide.
Well, positivity on the and daily app use, I think we could all use a little more of that.
Yes.
Speaking with Megan Osmond. Megan, thank you so much for coming in today. Anything that you didn't get a chance to touch on that you might want to mention?
Well, I think I would love for parents of our students to be super supportive. We've actually toyed around with the idea of allowing parents to actually get on the app but not contribute to it. So they are actually seeing all the acts of kindness going on at the school. Any positivity, our teachers need our love and our support. Our school district needs our love and our support. And parents need to be right behind that. And this might be a way for them to see all the good that's happening in the school all the time.
Sounds like a good thing heading in a good direction. Thank you very much, Megan Osmond. Congratulations on what's been happening so far, and good luck. Keep us informed. We'd love to see how this continues to develop.
Okay, thank you, Dal.
Megan Osmond, this interview will be uploaded and online a little later on today at svinews.com.